We have Goo and Goo. They're both here.
What's
Robbie
going on?
And Johnny. Hey, so, all right. We're going to get on to Rock and Roll
we're
Jeopardy.
We're going to do a little Rock and Roll Jeopardy
now,
here.
Off air. Yep. Johnny Resnick just asked me, should I throw it? Do not throw the game.
All right, I will not throw the game.
You got to play.
Well, he could if he wants to, Barnes. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'll do
was
the
that
right
the money
thing.
Guy over there?
It's your Aaron, $500.
Oh, okay.
That's me, man.
This is your $500. It's important to you. I know you're trying to make ends meet.
Well, yeah, but, you know, yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, do they need headphones?
They're going to need headphones because there are audio clues.
I thought, wait a minute. I thought you guys were putting up the $500.
No, no, no. You're putting up the money. Here, we welcome you to town, you and your money.
Okay, well, then I'm not throwing the game.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, you
he's
got
definitely
a new
not
going
to throw it.
New album's
money
coming
ain't
out.
Throwing.
April 9th, brand new album, Gutter Flower.
Yeah.
I think you'll make at least $500 on that album.
Hey, well, Barnes, after the game, they're going to play a few samples of some of the other tracks.
Don't leave any samples. Oh, they're going to play some samples.
Yeah.
No, we're going to play. No, we'll play something.
All right, so you know the rules of Rock and Roll Jeopardy, right, guys? We'll have the categories on the board, which we're about to show you.
Okay.
And Todd has laid it all out. There's some audio clues. Oh, we have a theme. Welcome to Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Yeah, baby.
Featuring Robbie from the Goo Goo Dolls, featuring Johnny from the Goo Goo Dolls, and Aaron, just some guy.
Just some dude. Some stroke. I don't know who
wants their money. Now, refresh my memory, Todd, on these rules. They'll get to. How do we know who's going to go first?
I think I should go first. I think I should go first since I'm the underdog.
You know what? We'll just go right to left on your radio screen. We'll
all
go
right.
From Aaron and then Johnny and then Robbie.
All right.
All right, here we go.
But whoever gets the first answer correct
controls the board.
Just setting it
well,
up
how
a,
do you
in
buzz
a nice
in?
Fantasy world.
How do we buzz in?
Your name is your buzzer.
Your name is your buzzer.
You just say Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
That's cool. Dude, this is good. I like this.
All right, here
all right,
we go.
So after all the confusion, we'll let him open it up. Let's see the board.
You can watch this unfold at 99x.com on the webcam.
All right. Hits of the 80s.
Categories. Hits of the 80s.
Yeah.
Rock up Billy.
In quotation marks.
Three is a magic number. Huh?
Hold on. There it is.
There.
A little late on the sound effects.
Wow.
I know it's been 5 years since we played the game. Three is a magic number, a.k.a.
Right.
One hit wonder and the 90s.
Oh, this is cool. I'm in.
Yeah,
this
is good.
So you'll
I'm excited.
You'll pick your category and the amount level that you want to go for. And we'll start with Aaron because he's the listener.
Do we have to phrase our answers?
Yes.
Of course you do. See, I asked the same thing and they're like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Yeah,
who
man.
Is
we'll
what
be
is?
Leaning at the beginning. Right, Aaron, you're going to kick the game off against the Goo Goo Dolls. Here we go.
Okay, I'll take one hit wonder for 100.
One hit wonder for 100.
That's a mouthful.
In 1988, this band's song, Beds Are Burning, peaked.
Johnny.
Aaron.
Johnny.
Midnight Oil.
Form of a question.
Ah, who is Midnight Oil?
Okay, we'll give you, you're all right.
Sorry.
Listen to the crowd.
All right, thank you.
So we can buzz in before the question is
absolutely
finished?
Okay. But you'll have to answer it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, Johnny, the board is yours.
Thanks for clarifying that.
I'm going to take Hits of the 80s for 300.
Hits of the 80s for 300.
Answer, Daily Double.
Oh, come on, wait a minute.
Daily Double. Well, but I guess I'll bet the whole 100.
Yeah, it's a little early to get the Daily Double, but that's okay.
It's all right.
300.
Here we go. And now he can only answer this question, right?
Yeah.
Because it's
his
Daily
Double. Well, he can wager up to 500.
And he doesn't have that much money.
But if you don't have that much, they let you wager.
He can still wager as much as he wants. Yeah.
He'll just be negative,
up
right?
Up to 500, yeah.
All right, how much do you want to go?
I'll go 300.
300. They are the two Phils, P-H-I-L-S, Phils, who sung the 1984 hit Easy Lover.
Who is Phil Collins and Philip Bailey?
Absolutely correct.
Nice.
Pulled Philip Bailey out of his butt.
All right.
So did Phil Collins. So, you know.
I'm going to get smoked, guys.
So his total is 400 now. He bet 300. Yeah. So keep a running total. You're going to run out of space there.
Yeah, don't jack me on.
You don't want to write
I got 500 bucks on the line.
That's all right. The board is still yours, Johnny Resnick, Goo Goo Doll.
Let's take the 90s for 200.
The 90s, a decade which you have dominated, my friend.
Yes, indeed.
For 200.
Okay.
This eclectic recording artist was once married to actress Julia Roberts.
Robbie. Johnny. Oh.
Robbie?
That's Robbie.
Lyle Lovett. Who is Lyle Lovett?
Yes, that's correct.
Robbie on the board.
Right on.
Robbie's on the board. Morning X subscriber Aaron, not on the board. The board is yours, Robbie.
The board is mine. I will take AKA for 200, please.
AKA for 200. And your question is... I'll give you the name. You'll tell us his AKA. Calvin Brodus.
Ooh.
Calvin Brodus, familiar. Panel. Oh, the answer is Snoop Doggy Dogg.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Robbie, the board is still yours.
Still mine. Okay. AKA for 300.
For 300, Stanley Kirk Burrell.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Paul Stanley?
Paul Stanley. Sound effect man?
No.
Is incorrect.
That was wrong.
Anybody else? I know. Goo Goos?
Not taking it.
Oh, MC Hammer. Robbie, the board is still yours.
He's too legit to quit.
Aaron gets negative points deducted.
When you lose.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I will go for One Hit Wonders for 300, please.
In 1986, this group cracked the top 20 with The Future So Bright, I Got It.
Johnny.
Aaron. Johnny.
Who is Timbuk3?
Who is Timbuk3? That is absolutely correct. Johnny Resnick is on fire.
I'm on fire, baby.
The board is yours, Johnny.
Let's take One Hit Wonders for 200.
For 200. In 1992, this artist showed his best side with his hit, Baby Got Back.
Aaron.
Aaron.
That would be, who is Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Aaron is on the board.
Right on.
So he's got 200.
Back to even.
He's back to even.
Okay.
All right. The board is yours, Aaron.
I will take One Hit Wonders for 400, please.
In 1982, Buckner and Garcia's lone hit was inspired by this video game.
Oh, come on.
Anybody.
Come on.
Pac-Man.
Oh.
Pac-Man Fever.
I didn't think it was going to be that easy.
Pac-Man Fever. The board is still yours, Aaron.
AKA 100.
AKA for 100. Declan McManus.
Johnny. Who is Elvis Costello?
Costello for 100 and control of the board.
All right. Let's take 3 is a magic number for 100.
3 is a magic number. Haven't cracked that category yet. You said for 100?
Yeah.
We'll give you the group. You give us the members. Okay. Each one of these groups has 3 members. The Bee Gees.
Johnny. Who is Barry, Robin, and, who is Barry?
Robbie. And Maurice. Who is Maurice?
And the other two?
Barry and Robin.
Absolutely.
Excellent. There you go.
For 100.
Take 100 bucks off my score there, buddy.
All right. 3 is a magic number for 200.
3 is a magic number for 200. Wilson Phillips.
Johnny. Who is China, Carney, and Wendy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. How did you pull that out?
Because we met them about 3 months ago.
Really? Are they still together?
Well, they were working on a new record. We were over at Capitol Records doing a record, and then they walked in because they were friends with the producer.
Unfair advantage. Carney's, you can't name drop like that over there, Aaron.
Not that fast.
Yeah, oh, my
anyway.
God. She's like, they lost the fourth member, you know?
Yeah.
She does look different. Yeah. I saw that E! True Hollywood story. Completely different. Yeah. This is Rock and Roll Jeopardy, where Aaron, the listener, is getting slaughtered by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay.
Right now,
Thoroughly.
Aaron with 0, Johnny with 900, Robbie with 300.
I'll come back.
The Goo Goos have put 500 of their own money on the line. Now, keep in mind, Final Jeopardy could change everything anyway, so.
You ain't kidding, bro.
All right. Who's got the board right now?
I got it. Hits of the 90s for 300.
Hits of the 90s for 300. You mean the 80s?
What? No, 90s. Oh, I'm 90s. Sorry, the 90s. I'm sorry. The 90s I meant.
Right.
Last one.
For how much?
3.
This took the life of NWA founder Easy.
Aaron? That would be, what is AIDS?
What is AIDS is correct for $300.
All right, for AIDS.
Jeez.
All right, you've got the board, Aaron.
90s for 400.
For 400?
Yeah.
This group of girls had a hit with Wannabe.
Aaron? Who are the Spice Girls?
Spice Girls for 400.
Nice. Wow. Thank you. The board.
Coming back hard.
We'll be back in March.
The board is still yours.
One Hit Wonder, 500.
Ice Baby.
Johnny.
Who
is Vanilla Ice?
Let me finish the question.
And Johnny, no.
500
hey man,
off.
You flush the toilet before you finish peeing.
Obviously.
All right.
Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
Damn it.
Was the first rap song to do this.
Aaron. What is hit number one?
Hit number one is correct. Yeah. We have a new leader.
Wow.
Oh.
Aaron. See, it's like just that. As easy, you know?
Aaron still has the board.
In control.
Let's see. Rockabilly for 100.
You know, we still do have that one left in that category, just so you know, in the 90s. Oh, yeah. Rockabilly for what?
100.
100. The name Billy will be in the response. In 1980, this Billy found It's Still Rock and Roll to Me.
Johnny.
Aaron.
Johnny.
Who is Billy Joel?
Billy Joel is correct. For a measly $100.
Okay, let's go rockabilly for 200.
He rocked the country world with achy, breaky
Johnny.
Heart.
Right.
Aaron.
Oh, Aaron, okay.
Yeah. Who is Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yes, that is
correct. That's actually a good question. Who is Billy Ray Cyrus?
King of the mullets.
Yeah. I think you should put a where in front of that. Where is Billy Ray?
That's a better question.
Where is his mullet? I don't know.
It's 200.
King of the mullets.
Tight game. All of a sudden, everything's changed. Aaron with 1,500. Johnny with the premature buzzeration, 400. And Robbie with 300. And Aaron has the board.
Hits of the 80s, 100.
Hits of the 80s for 100. This Norwegian group was a two-hit wonder with Take On Me and
Aaron.
Aaron?
Who is Aha.
Who is Aha is correct.
Aaron!
Oh. The man is heated up.
He is on
all
fire.
All right.
Okay, so you're
warming
you're
it up,
bored.
And now I, gotta, right. I ain't giving you my money. All right, here we go.
Okay, let's see. Hits of the 80s, 200.
In 1980, this group sang about a crazy little thing.
Johnny.
Aaron.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Who is Queen?
Queen.
Hey,
crazy
Queen.
Little thing called love for 200. See, the problem is Johnny's getting a lot of the 100 and 200s right. You got to get the big enchiladas.
Yeah.
What do you want there, Resnick? It's your board.
I'll go hits of the 80s for 400.
It's where Lionel Richie was dancing.
Aaron.
Aaron.
What is the ceiling?
Yes.
Wow. What is dancing?
Whoa. For 400.
Jumbo. All that means
video?
Is during the 80s, I was listening to cooler music.
I don't mean nothing. You know what? I'm only 25, so that's, you know, it's what I was hearing in the background.
Okay.
So.
All right, the board is yours.
Rockabilly, 300.
Rockabilly for 300. He's famous for his rebel.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Can't even say my name.
Who is Billy Idol?
Billy Idol.
Yeah.
For 300 and
he
the board.
Like, Johnny sounds like Charles Nelson Reilly on the Match Game.
Robbie, very quiet.
Robbie keeps forgetting his name. I keep going.
He wants right. a clicker thing.
Johnny, the board is yours.
Let's take the 90s for 100.
The 90s for 100. And your question, or actually the answer. This group proclaimed, I get knocked down.
Aaron. Who is Chumbawamba?
Chumbawamba is correct.
But I get up again.
Yep. But I get up again. And that closes out the 90s category.
Again, who is Chumbawamba?
You can think Sean Dimery, who used to work here for that.
Yeah. Oh, that and Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah, all right. So,
AKA for 400.
AKA for 400.
Yeah.
William Bailey.
Johnny.
Johnny.
Who is Axl Rose?
Axl Rose is correct.
Good call.
I think music preferences are showing here.
And that's a $400 pop right there, too.
Good call.
We have a game. All right, Johnny, the board is yours.
Let's go for Rockabilly for 400.
Rockabilly for 400. You can hear this. Will it go round in circles, Billy?
Robbie.
Oh, I knew it.
Robbie.
Billy Preston.
Billy Preston is right.
Yeah,
you can hear this. Will it go round in circles, Billy, on the Beatles' Get Back?
A look at the scoreboard. We have Aaron in control with $2,100, Johnny with $1,300, and Robbie with $700.
Robbie answers one question, he's right back in the game.
I believe that's
called. How this game works, baby.
Only six more spots on the board, but they're the big money spots,
yeah,
so the game could go either way.
Robbie, the board is yours.
Okay, I will take three as a magic number for 400, please.
For 400.
Nice strategy.
Nirvana.
Aaron.
Johnny.
Ugh.
Aaron.
Chris, Kurt, and Dave.
Yep.
Novoselic, Grohl.
Whoa, you didn't say it was a question. Informal question.
Well, you gave Johnny one
of those, too.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. You get a mulligan, but that's big money.
Yeah,
man.
That's my mulligan.
400.
Give him a mulligan.
All right.
Okay, three is a magic number, 300.
The Police.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Andy, Stewart, and Sting.
There you go.
That's his second mulligan.
Who is
Aaron Stewart? Who is Aaron? Jesus.
All right. Sorry.
He lives here.
Yeah.
No, Jesus is in Creed.
Whoa.
All right, still your boy, Aaron.
Who is me?
Okay, three is a magic number, 500.
Answer, Daily Double.
Yeah! Oh, boy. This is where Aaron takes it all.
I'm going to dominate now.
Don't be a sissy.
How much would
bet
you like to wager?
Listen, I'm telling him to bet it all. How much did you bet on your Daily Double, John?
Bet it all.
You've got 2,800.
28, 15.
Bet it all. Bet it all. Bet it all.
I mean, you've ran the category.
I'm going to go
bury us.
Just 500.
Oh, 500.
Well,
what
that's
a puss.
He bet 300 on a...
All right, here we go.
Sorry about that. There, John?
Sorry, no, gotta, you go for the
clear your throat, John.
Aaron, here we go. Go for the jugular.
Here we that's go. Right. 500.
Come on. I got to play it safe. I want their $500.
Green yeah. Day.
Okay, Trey, Billy
oh
Joe.
God.
Who is Trey, Billy Joe, and...
It's the bass player. He's never going to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh! Can I take it? Can I have it?
No, it's a daily
Johnny.
Double. They can't have it.
Come on.
You can't take it.
They can't have it.
Mike. Forgot Mike Dirnt.
Mike Dirnt.
$500 will go away from your score.
You know what? That was not fair because we were razzing you the whole
time. No, it's very fair.
All right, okay.
That closes out that... And you keep the board, Aaron.
Yes. Hits of the 80s for 500. Let me get that money back.
Hits of the 80s for 500. This 1980 Blondie hit was the theme song to American...
Johnny. What is Call Me?
Call Me! $500.
Right. Let me tell you what's going on right now. There is one $500 spot left.
Two.
Oh, there are two left. So what's
yeah,
going
that closes
on here
out hits of the 80s.
Is if Johnny gets both of them right, he wins.
You know what? There are three left. Rockabilly, one-hit wonders, and AKA. Okay.
A one-hit wonders.
Oh.
One-hit
yeah, so you were saying the 90s. Okay. Yeah.
Well, excuse me.
There you go. We're fine.
All right. I mean, well, you know what? Let's take one-hit wonders for 500.
Barnes, who are you? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
At least it
who
didn't
is
cost
Jimmy Barron?
Anything. Yeah. Okay, so what are you? One-hit one hit wonders for 500.
That's why you need a brainiac
here
like
we go.
Alex Trebek
shh,
running
yeah,
this
really.
Shh,
this group's only hit peaked at number 29 in 1985 with Turn Up the Radio.
I got
Aaron.
It, Johnny. Ugh.
Aaron.
No, he got
Aaron.
It.
Aaron. He said, I got it. He didn't
he
say
said
it.
Aaron.
Okay. I don't know it.
Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
I what it was.
You buzzed
you
in, and that's going to cost
me.
You
Johnny.
$500.
Aaron. Oh, Aaron.
Oh, that was a big mistake.
I thought I knew who it was.
That ties in with Johnny at 1800, but Johnny buzzed in.
Autograph
is right.
Oh, you are kidding.
I watched a lot of MTV.
We have a tie game.
No, not anymore.
He's up.
He's up. 18 plus 5. Skinny's just having a problem with the math. That'd be 23.
2300.
But we still gotta do Final
toes.
Jeopardy.
Yeah, we still got Final. Yeah.
Nice strategy, by the way, on the Daily Double.
So wow. It's your board,
Resnick. Nice strategy.
I would have been dead in the water.
Let's do Rockabilly for 500.
Rockabilly for 500. In 1984, at the suggestion of his manager, this Billy changed the title of his song, European Queen.
Johnny. Who is Billy Ocean?
Billy Ocean is right. He changed it to Caribbean Queen. Here we go.
I guess we'll have to go with AKA
Johnny.
For 500.
Last one.
Richard Hall.
Is this Final Jeopardy?
No.
This
is the last question.
Richard Hall. Oh.
It's Johnny's board. That would be Moby.
Mm. Well, good for Moby.
Moby. Yeah. So we take it into Final Jeopardy.
All right.
18. Oh, jeez.
Aaron with 1,800. Johnny with... He didn't buzz in and guess there.
He didn't buzz in, Skinny, so he doesn't get $500.
Look at him taking points away from you.
Hey, this is real money we're talking about here, bro.
At 2,800 for Johnny. And
do I get the $500 from somebody if I win?
No.
No.
You're a rock star.
I know. What a rip off, huh?
Yeah, and Robbie gets $700.
I don't have $500.
You boys, let's get them all a blank piece of paper. Write down your what you want to put out there.
Can we use these?
Here, we can give you the backs of... Yeah. Don't let anybody see what you're doing. This is big for these two. Robbie, doesn't matter with you. You
can't. Yeah, but that's okay.
How much money do I have?
You have $2,800.
$2,800. And Aaron with $1,800.
You have $2,800, but $2,700 of it is the record companies.
Oh, yeah. And then I got to divide the last 1,000 right. Three ways and take 50% off for taxes, then 20% for my manager.
So Rock and Roll Jeopardy with the Goo Goo Dolls on 99X.
Put your bid in.
All righty. Put it in. Tell us when you're ready.
Okay, go
and then you're going to be writing down your answers on that same piece of paper. So everyone, just keep your backs.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. Time for Final Jeopardy. The category is...
What the hell was that?
That's unbelievable.
Didn't it go right there?
Nice. It sounds like when my computer turns on.
They make their bet after you announce what the category is.
Okay. Yeah. The category. Well, you want to make your bets again.
Yeah.
The category is soundtracks.
Oh.
Yeah, because then they have an idea of what they're betting on.
It's been 5 years. We haven't played this game in a while.
I know.
You changing your bet? No.
Aaron, you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah,
yeah
okay.
I'm ready. Go
and
ahead.
All right. Okay, so here we go. You'll write down your answer here.
You guys can't see me, can you? Okay.
This television soundtrack is the number one selling TV soundtrack of all time.
Ooh, oh, I think I know this.
Number one, TV.
Yeah, TV soundtrack of all time.
Wow. I think I know this.
My friends are going, you idiot, it's this.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
We go the person with the lowest score first, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be me.
Robbie, if you'd like to hold up your answer.
Sesame Street.
He drew a picture, and he bet, how much did you wager?
All of it.
All of it. So he goes to zippity-doo-dah. Zero for Robbie.
That's a good guess, though.
That's one Goo Goo Doll down.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now we go to Aaron with 1,800. How much did you wager, Aaron?
I wagered zero.
Zip. And zero. Your answer was, not that it matters?
I don't know.
What is I don't know? Okay, so he loses nothing.
Okay.
It all comes down to Resnick.
I bet 1,000 and I said Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, 1,000 will take him to 1,800.
That's a tie.
And we have a tie.
Whoa, Aaron, baby! Wow.
What was it? Just was by it the way,
Miami Vice. Miami Vice.
Oh, my.
I thought it was
Crockett.
Okay,
gets the
we're going to get down to this $500 in a Jeopardy off. This is for all the marbles for the 500 bucks. Johnny gets nothing.
If I win, I get nothing.
I like it.
Yeah, okay, so name is your buzzer. Name the band.
Oh. Aaron.
Aaron. Goo Goo Dolls. Goo Goo Dolls, absolutely. Oh.
I hate that band.
We have a winner.
Score.
I hate those guys.
Score. Yeah.
Man, you could have picked something off the new record. You know, oh, and that way
look at that.
Won.
Yeah,
you
name this one, punk. You never heard it before.
And just like that, listener like Aaron, that.
Aaron
walks
$500.
I got robbed.
Sweet.
How unbelievable that it would come down to one of his own songs.
This is crazy. I can't even believe it.
It's just unbelievable. Oh, so man. I guess we'll play something from Gutterflower. What do you want to play? What do you got here?
Play
you
the know first what? One.
Well, yeah.
Big Machine?
You know what? Play Big Machine. Yeah. That's a cool song.
That was nice of you guys to bring some stuff in. We haven't heard anything but the one song.
Yeah. Play the Big Machine.
All right. Let's play the Big Machine.
That's the Big Machine.
Guys, thanks for coming in. I hate that you had to go down like that.
No, man, it's okay. It's all right. My wallet's a little lighter, but hey, what the hell? Hey.
So $500 for the Goo Goo Dolls, Aaron.
A lot of fun. Thank you very much for letting me.
Thank you, Mr. Goo Goo Doll.
Thank you, Mr. Goo Goo Doll.
Right. Hey, Mr. Goo Goo Doll. Mr. Goo Goo Doll is my father.
Hey. He's the Goo Goo Dolls. Big Machine. See you guys later.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. 99X.
Rock 99X, Barnes, Leslie, and Jimmy. The Morning X on 99X.